on this edition of the Desert Vision. Divers take the plunge and two countries come together to bond over sports. Welcome to this edition of the Desert Vision. I'm Army Sergeant LaShondra Shaw. A common goal our many branches of service share during deployment is safely completing the mission. Army Sergeant Andre Clark introduces us to a soldier who looked outside the military to ensure that goal's met.
Would you believe behind this view there's smoke in the air, sparks flying, and the of metal hitting the ground? Luckily, mission is Staff Sergeant Bailey's number one priority. Well, that and
training the guys, making sure that they have everything that they need. Because once again, if they don't, then it means I'm not doing my job. And as a person, you know, I don't think I could live with myself if I knew that I wasn't providing for them.
Bailey's not only focused on training his soldiers, he's also committed to the safety of everyone as well. A commitment that gives his soldier the chance to go above and beyond and study a field that some might say is in his blood. Specialist Index's father is a trauma surgeon, his mother's a nurse, and his sister's a physician's assistant. And he is, well, I'll let him tell you.
I'm dive trained. I'm also civilian EMT qualified at the moment. I'm also working towards getting paramedic and ACLS course, which is advanced cardiac life support, which will help bring everybody home safely.
Due to the diver's unique mission, the Combat Lifesavers course might not always be the most effective form of care. So for Indek to pursue advanced training just for the safety of his unit, it's definitely not overlooked by his leadership.
I think it's awesome. I think it's great that he was able to step up, go to the school, get the training, and not only get the training, but do well, and then go on a deployed team and actually be the medic when his primary MOS is a diver.
For the Desert Vision, I'm Army Sergeant Andre Clark.
One of the unique benefits of joining the military is meeting those you might not have otherwise. Army Sergeant Andre Clark was there as two young women from different parts of the world bonded through the love of a game.
The Honorable Matthew Tuller and a group of pumped-up airmen gathered together at the United States Embassy in Kuwait for a reason that you might not expect.
This morning we're engaging in athletic activities. We're teaching about team sports, establishing friendships the way team sports do. We hope it's a good morning, that everybody has a great time.
Whether you call it football or soccer, it's a game loved by many and gives participants a chance to
talk to and you relate to on an athletic level. I'm hoping to maybe, you know, help strengthen the ties between the U.S. and Kuwaitis, and, you know, see that there's not a whole lot of differences between us, but also learn their culture, learn a little bit more about them that I wouldn't have otherwise.
The Embassy Sports Day was also a chance to help students like Ida practice
English and how to speak to others, not shy. A spirit of cooperation, I met new people. Yeah, that was great, yeah.
Ida wasn't the only person that took something away from this experience.
This is the first time I've ever gotten to actually speak to a national Kuwaiti. It's great to meet so many women that, you know, are so smart and that love to do what we like to do as well.
We're not that different after all. Reporting from the United States Embassy in Kuwait, I'm Army Sergeant Andre Clark.
U.S. Ambassador to Kuwait Matthew Tuller was the guest speaker at Camp Erfjan's National Prayer Breakfast. He talked about how prayer gets him through the daily rigors of life. In the crowd were service members and civilians from many different faiths. They ate breakfast, listened to music, and talked about their experiences. Specialist Navarro was inspired by the ambassador and the event.
I'm really proud for the ambassador to take their time to come here with us and pray. And the gospel was awesome. I feel really inspired to go to work every day and to help this nation and help all my comrades here in this awesome mission.
It was a day to pray for our families, our military, and the United States of America. How far would you go to survive? Army Sergeant Andre Clark takes us to a land far away and really close where troops navigated through obstacles and overcame multiple challenges to find the heart of a warrior.
Before the battle for survival was won, man conquered beast. On this day, few stood against many as Pumbaa's pride reigned supreme. Members of the Camp Erivjan community created tribes to compete against each other during the recent MWR Survivor. The opportunity to let loose was a welcome way to break up the monotony for troops.
When you're in a deployed environment like this, you sort of get in the monotony of doing the same thing every day, and it can just really take a toll on you. So getting to, you know, switch it up, doing something unique like this, you don't always get the chance to do, is just a great way to relax.
Face paint and rocking a loincloth weren't the only things getting people out of their rooms. For some, it was a well-needed distraction from missing their loved ones.
I think it's important that troops have a chance to, one, come together, think about things other than family for a while, think about friendship, camaraderie, and it kind of takes your mind, you know, off of being away from home. It helps, so it's definitely terrific to have.
For the Desert Vision, I'm Army Sergeant Andre Clark.
Thanks for watching this edition of the Desert Vision. For those stories and more, you can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/PattonZone.